Even as the evacuation of the Superdome was disrupted, the first buses carrying hurricane refugees from New Orleans had arrived at the Houston Astrodome. The Houston Stadium is 350 miles from New Orleans, but perhaps a world away from the growing squalor at the Superdome. NPR's Robert Smith was outside the Astrodome when I spoke to him a couple of hours ago.
Well, unlike at the Superdome, things are pretty calm and organized here at the Astrodome. We've been seeing dozens of those large touring buses coming in from New Orleans. They pull right up to the entrance of the Astrodome, and they let people out. We haven't been able to talk to any of the refugees from the Superdome, but someone who did said that the thing that they are starved for most is knowledge. They haven't seen TV or heard radio, and they just desperately want to know what's going on back in their hometown of New Orleans. At this point, there are about 3,000 people in the Astrodome. It's hard to tell how many are actually from the Superdome because hitchhikers have started to show up from New Orleans, people who had just heard that the Astrodome was open for business. And, you know, I'm seeing people right now walk through the gates, a man with like about a six-month-old baby in his arms and a woman with two kids, and they're just walking their way toward the Astrodome.
Oh, but you certainly can't blame them. Officials, though, had said that the Astrodome would only be open to those who had come from the New Orleans Superdome. So have they changed their policy?
That was the plan, but the county executive here just said the plan has gone out the window. They make it clear they're not encouraging people to come to the Astrodome. There's plenty of other refugee shelters here in Houston, but they just couldn't turn people away. The showdown really came last night. The first bus to arrive was what they're calling a renegade bus. A 20-year-old bus driver from New Orleans had commandeered a school bus. He said he had permission of the police, and he just picked up anyone he saw, and they arrived here, and at first they were going to turn them away, but the Red Cross said, no, we just need to start letting people in, and so they managed to get in.
So last night, I gather you toured the Astrodome. What kind of accommodations await these new arrivals?
Well, Philip mentioned the air conditioning, but let me tell you, they have cranked up the air conditioning. About 20 feet before you even get in the building, you can feel this cool blast of air. And once you get in, they must be making an attempt to sort of to show how calm and organized things are in Houston, because these cots in perfect rows. They're grouped in little villages, and there's just thousands of cots covering the floor where the Houston Astros used to play. They've set up these food vending stations. They're going to be using the showers down in the former locker room. And the things we're seeing right now are phone trucks, dozens of SBC phone trucks going into the Astrodome, because they're going to put about 1,000 phone lines, they say, in, so that these people can start to find their families and get in touch with people they know.
And how many people do Texas authorities expect there, and what kind of long-term plans are they making for people who end up at the Astrodome?
Well, this is probably the scary thing for them. They have no idea how many people are coming. They just say communication's been terrible. I mean, the stadium here could seat 50,000. A woman last night said they have 45,000 cots available, but the plumbing can probably only take 20 to 25,000. And the plan is really just to fill the place up and then look for a backup. You know, maybe the convention center, there's a convention area across the street. So they're just going to wing that with the overflow when it happens. And what they're trying to find out now, they don't know how long these people are going to be here, but they're trying to make it a little bit like home. They're going to be allowed to come and go. It's right next to a light rail station. They can go shopping. There's a mall across the street. They can get anything they need. And the Texas governor said yesterday that schools are going to open their doors for the children of refugees. And last night, one of the education officials in Louisiana just encouraged all the refugees, wherever they are, to contact the school district and put their kids in school for the fall.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Robert.
You're welcome.
NPR's Robert Smith speaking to us from outside the Astrodome in Houston.